Beginnings of the War in the United States. In this episode of this podcast, Steel versus Steel, I, Robert Avila, the watchman God has called to this task, I'm going to share with you several dreams over more than 10 years about the beginnings of the war in the United States. It happens suddenly. There's a massive attack. In one of the dreams, a Marine Corps colonel, a high-ranking officer, he's got jump wings on his chest, so nothing to sneeze at. He receives a call, and the man on the other end says, "Do you remember that scenario you've always warned about?" And he says, "I do." And he says, "Well, it's headed this way now." And the man runs. He runs across an open area, runs under a breezeway, and he has to enter a code to get into a certain room, but he's going to do something about it. What happens next is, I don't even know, something terrible, something massive. Now, I want to refer you back to the dream vision I shared. It was a two sets of dreams, and it's in the very first episode of this podcast. The first set of dreams was fulfilled a week later, and the second set of dreams warned about China nuking the East Coast and a few other cities within the United States. I believe that is at the end of a long, protracted war, perhaps the entire 7-year tribulation. I'm not sure, but I do believe that this nuking in that first podcast shared relates to the end of the tribulation shortly before the second coming, before Christ returns. But before that, there's some initial attack, a land invasion, much fighting all through the United States, people trying to escape, people trying to build a life elsewhere, get established, leaving to different destinations, Africa, South America. Quick side note, don't go there. Europe. People just trying to get out, going to France and whatnot. A lot of ships sailing to France. Some people go to England. So that's what's going to be going on after. But what's happening in the very beginning? That's the focus of this message here. So 2 nights ago, and this is the reason I'm sharing this now. 2 nights ago, December 6th, 2022, I had a dream. And something massive came in and hit the ground on American soil, North America, and a massive explosion goes up. It comes in, whoom, boom. Dirt, chunks of earth go flying in every direction. In the dream, I really thought it was some kind of a meteor. I thought a meteor hit, and everyone panicked. But it also could be a nuclear weapon. This is what other people have seen many times. I'm going to start discussing that in a few minutes. But in this dream, it's something hit. I kind of thought it looked like some massive meteor had struck the earth. But following this, all these Americans are conscripted. People start getting put into military. Like everybody is going into military service. People are getting activated. And the dream shows that the American population isn't healthy. Now, this isn't contrast to another dream that was warning me about Russia, showing me that their people are very healthy. Now, I grew up, I've lived the last 10 years in Ukraine. I grew up in California. But in the 70s in the U.S., they did this thing, this experiment with school kids, and they showed that you could get children into basically military fighting shape in just 3 months. And they used these specific types of climbing, almost looks like obstacle course stuff that you might see on a Marine Corps base or an Army infantry base, obstacle course for training shrewdness, mind-brain activity, just creating boldness on a harsh, unfamiliar landscape. Those things exist on playgrounds in Russia, in the former Soviet Union. Those exact things were like, why did we never do this in our schools? They weren't developing it for Americans. This plot to betray the Christian nation of the United States has been in place for a long time, more than decades, probably more than 100 years at least. They've been planning this. So, the Russians are going to be in great shape. The Americans aren't. What I saw in the stream was I saw some African women, African-American women were activated, and these guys looked at them in uniform. They weren't round, but they were thick. They were thick. And they're like, this is not a soldier. This is not a soldier for the battlefield. So these women were put, the one that was shown and some others, put into administrative positions. They're like, what can I do with this? And I saw a young white man put a big pack on him, like a full Alice pack maybe. And the guy's got it on his back. He's in uniform, and he leans over to get something, and dink, something happens to his back. He's out of action. Just like that. These things have been done to America. They've poisoned the food. They've promoted fast food. Home economics classes in high school, they took that out. They don't want you to cook at home. They don't want you to have a garden. They don't want you to have healthy food. They want you to eat the garbage. They've done studies. They know for a fact that artificial flavors and artificial colors, they did experiments in the 70s with third graders that showed, hey, we take away the artificial flavors and colors, and 3 months later, these kids test 3 grades higher. That's what it does. It basically makes you 2 years stupider developmentally. And how that retards, damages, attenuates the lifetime performance of the brains of those children eating all this artificial stuff on the school-provided menu, who knows what that is? Well, they probably have done experiments, follow-up studies. They've probably figured it out. They probably know. But it's not that they want to remove those things. You know, people cite those studies saying, you know, we should really remove this stuff. Why do they do this study? They didn't do anything about it. Because those studies are not the way normal people think to make life better. It's to test and see if there are plans already in place to make life worse, to make people stupider, to handicap the nervous systems and the mental capacity of Americans. See if it's working. How's it coming along? We need a progress report. Let's take a sample. Let's collect some data, analyze it, compare it to what it should be. That's what they're really doing. Just look at all the studies and think, why would the enemy want to gather this information? And you'll see what that stuff's really about. So something happens. Somebody imagined it. This Marine Corps officer. But it happens anyway. Something happens. Now, October 9th, 2015, I had this dream. There's a massive attack. They have hijacked American planes. They've taken over the control in the cockpit. The pilots are flipping things, talking to each other. What do we got to do? Let's try this. Let's try that. We got to regain control. They're talking to the tower. We can't do anything. This plane is on autopilot. Someone else has control. We can't do anything here. That plane flies into a command center, boom. Another one flies into a communications center, boom. Jets are flying in there. Huge transport planes, military, flying into military targets. The enemy acquires U.S. military aircraft and uses them like kamikaze missiles and flies them into American defensive military infrastructure. What happens is there's a bunch of confusion. I see this place, it's high in the mountains, and they're saying, well, we got to quickly get communications up. And another guy says, there's no power, we have to find a power source, we have to get some power. Now, of course, God, he makes things mean more than one thing, and I can tell you the power that America's going to need is the power of Almighty God. And people are going to need to return to prayer and put their trust in the Lord. The people who do that are going to have victories. And the people who don't, they're going to have to figure it out before things turn around for them. There needs to be repentance. If you find yourself in the United States during this stuff, remember, that's the message. There needs to be repentance. There needs to be humbling oneself before God. And that's what's going to protect you. That's what's going to get you through. It doesn't matter where you are. If God's with you, you don't have a worry in the world. Even if, you get jailed, you end up in the line to get beheaded, doesn't matter. Stick with Jesus, because that's where salvation lies. And outside of Jesus, there's no hope. There's none. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Only Jesus. So they're scrambling to get some power up. They've got to get some communications up. I see an army officer in alphas, another army officer and also in alphas, and they're struggling to get these comms up. We've got uniforms on. This one guy, he's a dark-skinned man, maybe a dark-skinned Hispanic, light-skinned African-American. The other guy's Caucasian, and they work together, and they get up some communication system. But at the beginning of all this mayhem, they're asking, hey, where's who and so? Where's who? We need to get contact and confirm this. And they say, where's so-and-so? And they say, he's dead. He's dead. And the whole dream, I'm watching all these scenes saying, well, who's dead? Who died? And at the end of the dream, so I know the army's alive. Like these two army guys, they represent the regular army and the Army National Guard. That's who they are. Those guys will still be around after this initial attack. Think about how large the U.S. Army is. That makes sense. So out of the mist comes a woman in Air Force uniform. In her left hand, she's holding a briefcase. In her right hand, nothing, because the right arm is gone. The interpretation of that symbolism is the U.S. Air Force will lose a wing of the Air Force, maybe half the Air Force, something. Some component of the Air Force will be destroyed in this initial attack. Air Force elements. Now remember, this China attack, the part that vetted that dream set, it was two dreams. The first part of the dream was fulfilled a week after it. This dream about China nuking the East Coast of the United States. The first part of the two-part dream set showed the attack on Chechnya. Many years ago, Russia broke a treaty. They said, oh, we want to have peace with you, Chechnya. It's all good. They signed a treaty, and after 3 years and a few months, they broke it. Fired missiles, and what did they hit? Command and control elements. February 24th, 2022, they launch an attack on Ukraine. And what do they hit? Command elements, control elements, radar towers, airports, ammunition depots. Everything that things Ukraine wanted for defense, they targeted. And they had people inside Ukraine on day one. Inside Ukraine. Now they said, we needed to blow up some secret American biolabs. That's what they said. That's their justification. So when they attack the United States, they're going to be lying about the reason. And let me tell you, in the 10 years I lived in Ukraine, in the 16, 17 years that I've known many Russian and Belarusian and Ukrainian friends, I've heard the lies that Russia tells their people. Potato famine, the American CIA, they dropped potato bugs all over the country to eat the crops. HIV outbreak. Putin says this is American sex tourists have come here spreading AIDS, HIV to our people. That's what they're saying. The Satanists are doing all these things. Or just the natural cycle of potato bugs. Every 7 years, there's a potato bug increase and there's trouble with the crops. That's a natural cycle. The CIA isn't coming every 7 years and dropping potato bugs. But Russia blames the United States. They say that the United States effectively stole Alaska. They never made the payment for Alaska is one storyline. Another one says it was a 99-year lease. And at the end, America just said, too bad, Russia, we're not giving it back. Ha! If you wanted, come get it. That's the implication. Russians are angry at America. Now all these Russian young men, some sources say as many as 100,000 have been killed or wounded fighting in Ukraine. Was that Russia's fault that they sent them in to a friendly neighbor? No, not according to Moscow. It's the Americans' fault. It's the Americans' fault. A lot of people hate America. A lot of people hate America. They're brainwashed by the Satanist-controlled media. And they call America the Great Satan and other things. They're going to come. They've been prepared. But we are prepared as well. We know the name of God. We know the name of Jesus with his title, Jesus Christ. The enemy fears that name. They can't do anything against that name. They can't break the promises in the scripture. The word is our sword, my friend. And you stand with the sword, you stand on the rock, and you will see the enemy will not touch you. So, at the end of the dream, I figure out the one who died, that was the Navy. In the whole dream, everybody responding after the attack, there's no Navy shown, no Marines shown either. Most of the Marines have two major bases, Lejeune and Pendleton. That's two nukes. Poof. Because I'll tell you, the world fears U.S. Marines. In the Middle East, Iran pays a bounty of $10,000, $500 to kill a soldier, an American, a Brit. To kill a U.S. Marine or an interpreter, $10,000. Iran pays those bounties. They don't like Marines. They're afraid. They fear Marines. The world does. They fear Marines. You know, in the Middle East, they think that to become a Marine, you have to kill a living member of your own close, immediate family. That's what they think. That's what they think. So, no Navy, no Marines. That's what happens. The Navy gets destroyed. I've seen other, I'm not going to talk about it now, but the Navy makes a comeback. Some old veterans come up, and they make a really good show of it. They're crucial in the turning about of the fighting. The Army, they're going to fight from the forests. I've seen one battalion. The battalion commander stands up, and he tells all the American soldiers, listen, we are disbanding this unit. Here are your orders. You will return to your hometowns. You'll recruit and you will train local militia. Those are your orders. You're dismissed. Go to your homes. And that's it. Not every battalion will do that, but at least one does. I've seen that. There's some kind of an attack, like I said in the beginning of this episode. Some kind of an attack. And I've seen it, but I've seen this. Some kind of a nuclear attack on Washington, D.C. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's not. Maybe that's something before even all of this. I don't know. Timing and what happens first is not always so easy when you have a prophetic message. You have to seek the Lord. And I want you to seek the Lord because that's the purpose of all of this, my friend. The entire purpose of the tribulation, according to Revelation, is that people would repent of their sins, their fornications, their sorceries, they would repent and turn back to God. That's the idea. There have been many prophecies about a nuclear attack on Washington, D.C. in order to instigate a war with Iran. When Worley talked about it in the 80s, he was casting out a devil, and he got this information, interrogating the devil, that they were praying to do that. And there was trouble in the late 80s with Iran, and that's what they were planning to do. Vincent Xavier, in 2009, gave another prophecy. He said in October, I prayed about it. Holy Spirit told me they'll do this on a new holiday so that their people will be out of town. It's all planned. The Satanists, they know what's going to happen. They're coordinating it. But they're making sure that their people aren't standing in the line of fire. So at some point, it's a possibility that that's it. But I'll tell you what, Win Worley, he and his church, they prayed, they broke that. Vincent Xavier gave a warning. Many people prayed. I was with them, you know, independently, but together, praying. We broke that one as well. We can continue to break things. But there has to be repentance. At some point, without repentance, the things warned have to come. But many people, I have an article somewhere, a collection of warnings about nuclear. It's on hubpages.com. I wrote an article up there. A massive collection of people's dreams and warnings about a nuclear explosion against Washington, D.C. I had many dreams. I used to collect the details about the city. And I finally figured out that the one city that met all those specifications was D.C. So pray for Washington, D.C. Pray for the United States of America. Now, after it happens, everybody gets recruited. They take ROTC students. They take high school ROTC students. People are given weapons. There aren't really enough weapons to go around. Actually, I don't know if they take the high school kids, but they take ROTC students, get activated. Veterans get activated. People in the National Guard, they're activated for sure. And this is what's happening. You see in the war in Ukraine, you know, I was in Ukraine when the war started. When we crossed the border, they were taking anybody 18 to 60 in Ukraine. You couldn't leave. When Russia started their conscription, after they were losing so badly, we need more soldiers. We're running out of soldiers. Everyone 18 to 65 they were taking. On an earlier podcast, I shared that this massive flotilla that comes from China, they just start taking everyone, zero training. You'll learn on the ship, I guess. And it just, it looked to me like they were taking boys that were, could have been 12, 13, old men with silver hair. As long as they looked fit, they got on boats and they got put on the flotilla. This huge number of Chinese men just come to the United States. That's how it's going to go. Stuff like this. It's time to repent, my friend. Come out of her, my people. It's time to consider, should I remain in the United States or should I leave? When do I go? I shared the warning in our previous podcast. When Japan folds to China, that's the sign to leave America. I hope you'll take that seriously. You need to pray and know for yourself for sure. Okay? But conscription happens in the United States. And people, there's a need for money. People are looking, they're trying to get electricity up. They're trying to get funds for things. They just tell everybody who's conscripted, give us all of your money. You won't need it, but we have need of it. Give it to us. So they collect the money. I've seen other issues, guys called up, trying to rally. And for some reason, they can't make purchases. This guy just wants a cup of ice. Can I just have a cup of ice? And the woman working the concession stand, selling the food, she's like, no, if you can't show the proper ID, you can't get anything, not even ice. They're very serious about this. And this one guy, for some reason, he couldn't get it. I don't know why, but he couldn't. Things are going to be changed. Money's collected, people are afraid that the enemy has this weapon. This is a dream from, 2015, maybe 2009, a long time ago. But they're afraid. No, this dream was from March 18th of 2011. And they're afraid of some bomb that kills a lot of people. It's detonated in the air. So guess what? In Ukraine, the Russians, they're using hyperbaric bombs. They explode in the air. It's a system. They fire like 20 rockets, Katyusha rocket system. Some of them are just a very fine powder. They explode, distribute. It goes through doorways, around walls. And then the later missiles explode with fire, igniting all of the fuel, the explosive already distributed in the air. You can blow up people behind doors. My wife and I, we saw while we were in Ukraine, in Kiev, waiting in line for food, we saw one of these things. When it blew up, killed 200 Ukrainian soldiers. They blew up an oil depot, an oil storage. So they're going for important targets, logistical supplies, command and control. This is the kind of things they're going to do. Maybe they'll nuke DC, maybe they won't, but there will be a massive attack. Most likely it will be performed using rockets. They're going to hit airports. I was trying to warn a friend, a coworker, back around 2006, this drafter worked in the engineering firm where I was employed. And I prayed, I said, Lord, send him a dream. A week later, I said, hey, I prayed that God would send you a dream. Have you had any kind of a dream? He said, no, no. I said, and then he said, oh, wait, no, no. Now I remember I did. I said, what'd you dream? This guy lived by the Modesto Airport. He said, I just saw these Russian planes coming in, dropping bombs, bombed out the whole airport. I said, what kind of planes? He said, planes with propellers. The reason they're using propellers is because they don't want to have computer systems, because there's going to be a type of a gun that can shoot down an electronically controlled fighter. Any plane that's run on computers, electronics, can go down. But a mechanical plane, a prop plane, doesn't have that issue. So these are the kind of things going on. It's not just dreams and visions. One day, my wife and I, we were planning. This was, I don't remember exactly, 2006, 2009. We were just going to go to the beach. I said, let's not have breakfast here. Let's have breakfast on the way. She said, okay. But I had a plan because God told me to do that. I'd seen in the dream. And when we got down the road, the Holy Spirit said, this is the road you take. I said, we're going to come off here. She said, there's nothing there. I said, there is somewhere. And, we drove for quite a while. And we didn't find anything. And then suddenly, boom, here's the restaurant. I said, we're going to pull in here. She said, oh, no, no, I want. I was like, But I said, no, this is where God's telling me to go. My wife knows me that once I'm convinced that this is where God wants me to go, then that's what's happening. So she said, all right. So we went in, and I knew I had this message for some American soldiers that they were going to be in this restaurant. And sure enough, they walked right in, and I saw them, and I was like, Lord, are they the ones? And he said, yes. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I dragged my feet, and those guys got up to leave, and I finally found enough gumption because I knew, like, ooh, if I don't do this, who knows what it will cost me. So I went out, and I caught them in the foyer. I said, listen, I said, I only came here today because I knew that you were going to be here, and I have a message for you. And this lieutenant, he tells his buddy, he said, see, I told you that God had a message for us, and we had to come here today, and we were going to get it. I was like, well, all right then. I said, well, here's the message. I said, there will be war in the United States. It will come, it will happen suddenly, and you are going to be left standing, and it's going to be important that you rally people. And in the interim, you need to train people and talk about this and let people know that a sudden attack will come. And they said, yeah, yeah, we know, but this is such a great confirmation. There was more to the message, but I'd received it the previous night in a dream, and I gave it to them. I knew what who each one was and what they got. So that's, and you know, there was a third man with them, an older man. He said, well, what about me? I just saw that he wouldn't be there. I said, well, you won't be there. And that makes sense to me now, looking back, that he probably got retired. So it was two young officers, and the older man was like a master sergeant. He was up there in rank. He had a lot of stripes, so he probably retired by then. So, I mean, it's been 12 years. So those men I talked to, they're senior officers now. They have important positions somewhere. So I've talked a lot about the different things that are going to happen. And I want to back up a little bit. Russia and this false information. Before there's an attack, they love to fill people's heads with the lies so that they don't understand what's happening. And the world is going to think, yeah, we're destroying evil people. These people started war as everyone else, on everyone else. They've done evil all over the world. Let's go get them. Let's go get them. And sadly, you know, the Bible, they're in places that says, you know, heap onto her twice what she's done to others. So I'm glad to know that American soldiers actually do a lot of good sometimes when they're there, repainting schools, rebuilding schools, doing what they can. And we don't commit the kinds of war crimes that everyone else does. Sadly, though, another place in the Bible, God let an enemy come in upon Israel, and then he was angry afterward, and he said, you did far worse than I expected. That wasn't his intention. They were far worse. So God's allowing, opening the door for double. But who knows what the enemy will really try? Who knows? I don't know what happens in the initial attack. They have tsunami weapons now. They're on a ship called the Belgorod. Bel is a name that means Beiau. It comes from a city called Belgorod. Gorod is the Russian word for town. The town of Beiau. And from there, by the way, many of the Russian soldiers who leveled the Ukrainian city of Kharkov, they came from Belgorod. There recently was a report about of a vile Russian commander also came from Belgorod, committed many atrocities, human war crimes from Belgorod. They named a submarine after Beiau. Not exactly, after the city that's named for his name. Same difference. It's all got the name Beiau in it, Belgorod. And what does this submarine have? Tsunami weapon. It's a type of a nuke. They detonate it off the shore, and it's supposed to raise up, I've heard, 60 feet high tidal wave. Many people have had dreams about these tsunamis coming in and wiping out American cities, Los Angeles, parts of Texas. People are dreaming this. Lots of people, non-Christian people. This attack will come suddenly. The enemy has more weapons than people really understand. But we have weapons that they don't understand. The Word of God. We have our faith. We have hope. We have love. And we have unity. And against these things, the enemy really doesn't even know how to deal with that. They want to create division. They want to separate people from God. That's their only thing. That's the only way they can defend against that weapon, the word of God, is if they take it away. So you make sure that you stand, alongside Jesus and praise the name of the one who saved us. This is the man from Modesto. This is Robert Avila, reminding you as always to pray or be defeated.